Welcome back, guys. DGS 511 Skip Weber's here, the sponsor of Sweet 16. You know what else? Since you sponsor every other damn thing, you need to sponsor the DGP, Dave Glover Podcast. It just dropped today.
Yanni.
We're getting 250,000 downloads every time.
That's pretty cool.
I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
It's not even.
I was like, really?
It's 2-5-something. 2-5-0.
25 Whoa. People.
25 constantly tuning in to check it out.
So you can go find it. We're watching poker on the break. I think it's crap that you can wear sunglasses.
So they can't read your eyes. Yeah.
I mean,
some people not only do the sunglasses, they put the hoodie on over their face and then tighten the
all the way around.
So you can barely see anything.
These guys will tell you it's not just. I mean, it's how you position your hands and whether you go into a flop sweat or whatever. You know.
I think Jennifer Tilly, big boobs.
Yep,
and she puts them just out there when she plays. That's smart.
Really smart.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that show.
You want to do a corner first?
Oh, you want me to do one? Sure. I do one. No.
This is like when I had to do headlines earlier, and I was like,
exactly. He's always changing stuff around.
It's always my fault.
Saw the story. Family of climber who died on Mount Hood claims rescue was delayed. Family of a climber who died on Mount Hood, Oregon's highest mountain, says a delay in dispatching a rescue helicopter led to his death. John Jenkins was near the summit last May when he fell about 600 feet. The chopper arrived 5 hours later. They're filing a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit. The first call went to 911 at approximately 10:40 a.m. The guy reported he seems to be busted up. He's stable. Another climber, Good Samaritan, said in the call, I don't know if he has anything broken. The dispatcher transferred him to a different deputy who told him to call the ski patrol at a nearby resort. Okay? So in other words, 911 says this isn't something we handle and said call the ski resort. They've got people. They brought some people out. They made another call later on. They finally got a helicopter to come out. They get him into the helicopter. On the way to the hospital, he died. Okay? So what they're saying is it took too long for them to respond to him climbing this mountain, or I should say being injured on the mountain. My first thought is, and we've had these discussions before, should we, as the public, be responsible for somebody climbing a mountain?
Nope. 100%
no. 100%
no
here.
Skip, what do you think?
100% no.
Okay.
But 99% no.
Thank you for
being here.
I'm a shadow of a doubt.
All right, Yanni.
Climber lover.
They try.
Right.
They should try to help him.
Yes,
but they're not liable if they if they try.
Exactly. And it's just because they've talked about how sometimes where someone gets stuck on a mountain and the weather conditions are bad, then the helicopter pilot is putting his life in jeopardy by trying to fly in, which to me doesn't. It is at Mount Everest where they've got the bodies up there.
Yeah.
They'll never
bring them down.
They won't bring them down because it's too dangerous to bring them down. This just seems, I don't know. It's
how do you feel about it when it's, the Coast Guard's been around forever.
Right.
And they do amazing stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I get pissy when someone needs them.
Bless you.
Like, it's one thing to be out there and you're on your boat and something goes wrong. But anytime you put yourself in harm's
way. When you're trying to go across, in a record time or something
or that. Or you're out in the middle of a hurricane or something.
Right. I agree with that. It's just like, if you take on that challenge, you shouldn't have to rely on somebody else to bail you out and then try and sue them. But it just, I saw that, I'm like, it's just. This,
people should try to help people.
Sure.
And I think you'll always, you'll always find somebody who's willing to help if they can. But it's, you can't.
Right.
It's not their responsibility. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, that's not their responsibility to make sure that you live.
Is that it?
I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to go into more than that, but it. I'm glad you agree with me, and I just, it seems.
So we've disappointed you.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that it'll go anywhere? Think the lawsuit will go anywhere?
Yeah, they'll settle. Everyone settles.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
No one calls anyone's bluff. People just rarely go to trial. It's all numbers.
Do you think that's because there's no risk? Do you think that they ever made it say, you know what, if you do this and you fail, then you have to pay the other people's
court. Which they do in almost every other country in the world.
Yes, but I think it's also just as much on the defense side that insurance companies have no pride. Insurance companies have no emotion. And so if I sue Weber Chevrolet for something that's crap, the insurance company doesn't care.
Yeah.
All they care about is, hey, we can give Glover 10 grand, he'll go away.
Make him go away.
And we can beat him, but it'll be 80 grand. Right. And it's our money. I mean, that's right. The big problem.
Why no, isn't
that's
it?
That's exactly right.
Why isn't it loser pay?
It's like I said, I think
one reason, because the plaintiff's attorney lobby is strong. Right. I mean, it's not NRA level, or maybe it's more, I don't know. Yeah. But I used to be in it. I forget what it's called, but the plaintiff's plaintiff's attorneys is very strong. And they make the argument that, well, it would have a chill effect.
Yes.
And people who have been injured
and don't have any
wrong,
money.
Don't have, yeah.
Yeah,
won't
be
able
to
do anything.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, I think we're one of the few countries in the world that doesn't have that law. And to me, that would get rid of all these frivolous lawsuits where you're going after the guy that slipped and fell. And like Dave, you said, you watch the lawyers on TV. How many of those guys have ever even seen the inside of a courtroom?
Very few. I told you, this is sort of like a magician, revealing secrets, but here's how it works. The big firms that advertise, it's not that they don't have anyone who can try a case, but back when I was doing it, they didn't. They've sort of, they'll get a couple of good attorneys in, but here's what they do. They throw out a giant net, and they pull in every scuzzball in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send out, it's called a demand letter. Dear Skip Weber, please know that I represent Mark Close, who said that you hurt his feelings on this day. And they get offered 10 grand and they take it. And so they get 3 grand for writing a letter, mm-hmm. and it piles up into millions. And then if in the net of scuzzballs, they get a real case, they send it to a real attorney. And the real attorney cuts them in for, it used to be 35% of whatever they got.
Right.
And so it's basically an injury broker. That it's not so much a lawyer, you're more of a broker. And so your cost is advertising, and then you bring them in and you broker them. Okay, this one really is crap. I can't even keep a straight face. This one's crap, but I bet we make 10 grand on it.
Yeah.
Send out the letter. This one's good. Send it to big boy that actually wears pants lawyer, and then we have nothing. We have no risk.
Right.
And we still make whenever our money. And so all day long they have lawyers just sending them checks for stuff that they did. And the good lawyers love it because they get good cases and they'd rather get 70% of something than 100% of nothing.
They don't have to canvas for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's not that every attorney that advertises does that, but a lot of them do.
Yeah.
It's just people have made gajillions of dollars by doing that.
And I'll tell you from my perspective on the other side, I've probably been sued a dozen times in the last several years.
Mostly paternity?
And one or two. Yeah, exactly. One or two of those.
We actually did
something wrong. And we were trying to own up to it. And so the rest of them were very frivolous, stupid things where you said, well, we got to fight it so we don't pay anything. But the one or two, if the people had come to us, we would have made it right and maybe even then some. Our insurance company kind of doesn't let us do that.
Yeah.
We've got to go through. We can't even treat the one or two that we should be trying to apologize and make proper restitution. We've got to sit there now that it's in, insurance company. Well, no, we'll handle it.
Yeah.
We'll handle it. Don't take, we're going to have to fight this long and so that the settlement is this. And I go, okay, whatever. I mean, we want to try to do the right thing.
Another amazing thing I saw, I used to do a lot of mediations. And so I would be, it's called shuttle diplomacy. You'd have the litigants, in a room. You'd give your little preamble, here's what we're going to do. You'd put them in separate rooms. You'd give them tuna fish sandwiches and iced tea. Sometimes it took an hour. Sometimes it took all day. Sometimes it took several days. But a couple things I noticed. There are just money grabbers. It's just a number. But among the litigants, not the attorneys, the litigants, having someone, even a mediator, listen to them and nod their head and understand what they've been through got their poison out. And so they came in wanting $1 million, and everyone knows the case is worth $100,000. And by the end of the day, they took $100,000 because someone
took the time to listen
and was reasonable and said, I'll be honest with you, I'm a retired judge. If I tried this case, I think it's probably worth $100,000. And they'd come in screaming like a banshee. They're not walking out with less than $1 million. And they would. It was like magic. And it didn't always go that way. But
did you see the big settlement today with Michigan State?
Yes.
And Larry Nassar?
$500 million?
Yeah, Michigan State reached a $500 million settlement, which sounds like a whole lot, and it is a whole lot, but it's for 332 victims.
Right.
Wow.
The victims 332
victims. Talk about a bullet in the head.